This is a detail of a piece called Swan and Iris, and I believe we're about to see the entire piece. There we go. It's a beautiful piece of work. Bonnie and Dave have taught here, I guess, once or twice before, have been here before, I guess, as students. Our professional glass designers and makers, they for 14 years have been designing Tiffany reproduction lamps like that. And beautiful window hangings and glass work for, I guess they call those light catchers. I'm not sure of my terminology, but they hang in windows and reflect the light coming into a room. I think that's a beautiful lamp there. Much of their work is on display in the Ashland area. For those of you over in the, who travel through Ashland, Kentucky on your way out of here, or if you live in that part of West Virginia or Kentucky, Ashland's basically on the West Virginia border with Kentucky. The Ashland Area Art Gallery in Ashland, Kentucky contains a display of Bonnie and David's work. These pieces were made in the 1980s. They say it reflects some of their earlier work. I had a chance to walk around the studio where they are teaching, and they're doing some beautiful work now as well. This is a piece by David entitled Four Elements. Let's give them a round of applause, Bonnie and Dave Proudfoot. These crafts, the eggs and the stained glass and a number of others, will be available for you to get a good close look at Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. here in the lobby for our craft student showcase. So I hope you all plan on attending that as well as attending our Thursday night concert. But we're about to bring out the last exciting act of our Music and Dance Around the World concert. Have you enjoyed the show so far? Yeah. You know, I have. It's been a great show. Now, as I mentioned in the second half of this concert, we're paying recognition to some of the people who have stuck with Augusta through the years and helped to make it what it is today. Many of you have been to Augusta before, and as a result, I'm not going to give a lengthy introduction to this next act, but I think that over the years, there are very few people who have contributed more than the next act, the Critton Hollow String Band and the Fiddle Puppet Dancers. Let's make them welcome. Thank you.
So much pain in the world, so much grief, fear and judgment, sorrow. Oh, please, let me create. When the trouble comes, I want to feel it, learn from it. Then I will still decide to make merry. Let me be a dancer, a singer. Bring on the dark, let it fuel my light. Help me regenerate, transform. I will stand for love, I will dance for joy. Thank you.
Well, it's not exactly clogging, is it? I thought I might should tell you that every now and then I turn on the TV. Every now and then. And this winter I, you know how you'll turn that thing on and the next thing you know you turn it on the next day and then the next thing you know you've been watching TV for 4 days in a row? Well, it was deep in the winter and I was feeling like a couch potato and I realized that I had been watching TV for 4 days in a row. And the minute I got that realization, I grabbed that remote and I turned it up. And I was in sort of a, you know, buggy mood, and I kicked a 5-gallon drink jug from my roommate and I used Snow Valley water, and I couldn't believe the tone the thing had. So I turned my TV off, and I played with a plastic bottle, and... And then I found out that all of them, all these plastic bottles, can make tone and make instruments, and so now we know what to do with plastic. We will help me to regenerate, help us to transform. You can even make music out of plastic bottles. So everybody, come on out here. Come on out here. We're going to do one last number. And... you know, there's no way really to tell, to say, there are no words to say our feeling for Augusta, except that it is home to us, and many of you are very, very important in our lives. We need to see you every year, and it's dangerous to get into thank yous because so many people make this happen. But I do have to thank Margot Blevin because she keeps giving us the opportunity to grow. She keeps giving us the opportunity to be better teachers, and she just keeps asking us to come back to Augusta. And we are grateful to you, Margot, and we're grateful to the whole staff, every one of you. And we are very grateful to people who support Augusta. And like Asan said, we are building a community here, and this is the way the rest of the world should be. And we're doing it here. And I have taken it from here into my community, into my life, and it's helped me. And I thank you for it, and I love you for it. I do. And we're going to do, you know what we always do at the end. It's kind of etched in stone tradition with us to do clogging routine, where everyone gets to do the very most traditional way and just get out there by themselves and freestyle. You might notice that Rodney's up here with us. And I could get even with him now. At the dance week orientation, he called me Mama Clogger, okay? So, Papa Clogger. And there are no words either to express how much we love the Quentin Hollis String Band, how much they've added to our lives, and I wonder how many fiddle tunes they've played for us. Oh my goodness. Too many. Just way too many. We do miss Joe Fallon. We're sending him good energy and love right now. He'll be back. He'll be back to Augusta. And we've got a replacement for him. Three people. Took three people to replace. We have Paul Kovac, Dirk Powell, Mark Schatz, Joe Herman, Sam Herman. Y'all. The fiddle puppets are Laura Lewis, Matthew Gordon, Scott Wittenberg, Amy Sarley, Papa Clogger, Rodney Sutton. I'm Eileen Carson, and we love you.